Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
As we go right around the country, why oh why did we not start this show 15 minutes earlier? Carrie, what were you eating before that was making you go,
I went past our kitchen and someone was having the most amazing chocolate ever and I stole a bit and it sat with me for a while. And
you're mad for chocky.
Yeah.
I just can't get it right with you though. I reckon I've bought you 10 different boxes of chocolate and each one is just worse than the last one.
Well, you're picking your bad choice.
I asked your partner what chocolate to get you.
He doesn't know either. Because I tell him I should eat dark chocolate, yeah, so he gets me the dark, but I
me.
Hate the dark.
He said the darker the better, she loves
that's
it.
That's what I should eat, but I like all the other stuff. Oh. But the person who I stole the chocolate off, I can't work out whether he offended me or complimented me on the way past too, because I've got this new top on, and I've had a bit of a strut on this afternoon, because I'm like, oh, I like my new top.
It's cute,
and
it's vibrant.
Said, oh. He goes, I like your top. And I said, yeah, and he goes, it looks comfy. That wasn't the look I was going for, I'll be honest. You know, cute, sexy, fun, comfy.
Geez.
That's what you say when I'm at home in my trackies. Oh, you look comfy.
You look comfy. Even you look comfy makes it sound very frumpy. It makes it sound like if I lay down on you, I wouldn't even feel a bone.
To be fair, it is a bit frumpy. It is a little bit like I could be at, what was the thing they used to go to in the 70s? Woodstock.
I could be at Woodstock.
With my flower power top.
It's a very petite version of a muumuu.
Don't make it worse.
I said petite version.
That doesn't make it better.
It looks
hey,
great.
Hey, we've got R&B Vine Days tickets coming up too. And later we're going to be chatting to Hamish and Andy who are doing their farewell tour around the country.
I'm sad and infuriated, which I'm going to bring up with the boys later on. But up next, I mean, you showed me a photo that was just amazing yesterday and I've really got to dig a little deeper.
Of me when I was 17, I reckon.
I don't know.
It stayed with you, hasn't it?
I couldn't see through all the grease. You were a shimmering mess. I thought she looks comfy and greasy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we started a conversation yesterday that we've been continuing off air and we want to have it with the people on air. So yesterday, we're doing a segment, When Your Crush Crush You, when the moment you realise the guy you've always been into isn't into you.
Yes.
And I talked to you about a time in high school, the guy I took to my year 12 formal, and I realised when he arrived at my house and he looked at me in my ball dress that my mum and I had created and told me that the fabric was like his nana's couch.
Yes.
Was the moment I realised he wasn't that into me.
Yeah.
Right?
And then when you showed me that photo, everything that you just told me in the story got completely erased from my mind because it was a visual assault on the senses.
Do you know I had braces in year 11 and year 12 because mum forgot to redirect the mail and I never got the note in year 9 to say you needed braces? Year 11 and 12, both ball photos, I had braces.
Did you miss the mail for grease removal as well? Because you're the greasiest little unit I've ever seen.
So yeah. Just paint the picture for people about how I looked. Yes, I was greasy. Yes, I had braces. But what else is going on in the picture?
Do you know what I think? I think for people of our era, you looked like every one of us as an awkward teenager.
Yeah.
So much shine.
Yeah, I had my hair curled and up in like a weird
very
top.
Frizzy.
Yeah.
You've gone quite heavy on the lippy.
Yeah, it was like almost a caramel lip colour. Wouldn't wear that now.
He looks like he has too, to be honest.
Oh, he's lovely.
He looks lovely. He's also gone quite heavy on the gel, which is something you don't see anymore.
So he had a little ponytail. That was from our era as well. We're talking like the late 90s here.
Yeah.
But my dress was velvet with swirl. Like we made it ourselves, silver velvet with swirls on it. Anyway, what we got talking about.
You know what? When you said you'd made your dress yourself, I was like, that is amazing. I can't believe that you made it yourself. And then when I look at this, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'd be surprised if this was anything other than homemade.
Don't diss my mum's Janome work. That looks amazing. But the point of what I'm saying looking at it is it got us talking about the fact that I'm embarrassed by that picture.
You look so daggy. You look like awesome teenagers.
But that no teenagers look like that anymore.
You're right.
So when I see people post up their formal photos, everyone that is in this, 17, 16, 17, 18, they just look hot and normal.
Okay. You can't say that about 16 and 17.
I can.
Can you?
Yes.
I don't know if
I can. They look gorgeous.
No, you can't.
But they don't.
Yeah, you can't call them hot.
You can't call the kids hot. You can't. I can.
What'd you call me?
I'm telling you, they're gorgeous. They don't look awkward. They don't look weird. Like, we looked so awkward back in the day.
You know what hits me as well? Expensive clothes.
Yes.
You're wearing clothes and I'm like, where are their homemade clothes?
That's what I mean. There is no kid going to a formal formal in a homemade gown at the moment.
My mum always bought me market clothes, so they were like knockoffs of clothes that were popular.
Like Adidas with a double S at the end.
Yeah, I had two-striped pants when they were a thing. But here's the look I was rocking when I was a teenager in high school. Now, see if you can maintain your position in your chair for the whole of this description.
Okay.
Because it is pretty fruity.
So you're 17-ish?
I'm 16, 17-ish, I'm talking dreadlocks, greasy dreadlocks. I'm talking braces.
Hey, you and I together, we could have locked braces.
Oh, locked in. And I'm talking, to make myself the real triple threat, really severe facial and back acne.
So you don't even see kids with acne anymore.
What happened to acne?
I had acne. I got a scar from the acne I had.
Yeah. Do you remember I went from so greasy to then I got on Roaccutane and I went to...
Too dry.
The driest unit you've ever seen. I'm rocking up and my lips are bleeding.
Is that why you carry chapsticks with you everywhere now?
Maybe.
Because you need to make sure you don't relive that again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had one too many bleeding dry lip to ever do that
anyway,
again.
Anyway, we want to... Like, what I'm trying to work out is in 20 years from now, will the kids of today look back and also think they looked daggy? Or do kids these days act, well, maybe they don't.
But I know what you, I know what you mean.
They don't look weird. They don't look awkward. They don't look like they don't fit in their clothes. We never look like we fit in our clothes properly.
Yeah, because we didn't, because I was wearing my brother's hand-me-downs and he was bigger than I was. So I flat out didn't. You know what? I've thought of it. How crook was your high school look?
Amazing.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. We're not these.
You're good at this.
We're not these bloody...
Insta formal photos.
Even these cool young units. And how lucky is it that social media didn't exist?
Oh, my God.
Their looks exist forever.
I've got enough issues. I would have so many more if social media
if
had
those
existed.
Photos were still around,
I mean, I had braces in year 12.
I know. That's a
how I survived insane. That is just incredible.
Why don't you give us a call? How crook was your high school look? You can do that on 13 10 60, or if you need to spy this photo of Carrie back in the day wearing the gown. We'll put that on Carrie and Tommy Show, all right, on Insta.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you have been following Becky with the good hair, if you've been following this whole Beyonce, Jay-Z, they're airing their dirty laundry in public, there is another chapter of it, and we're going to get to it in Bickmore's Bits in about 25 minutes.
I may or may not have hooked up with Beyonce. Stay tuned to find out whether I did.
That's just so funny. It's not even a hook because no one's staying around because they know that didn't happen.
Or are they?
So we've asked people to call.
Yes, because how crook was your high school look? Because we've seen this photo from you, from your formal, and you look like we... All did when we were in
then.
High school.
We've put it on the Carrie Tommy Show Insta, so go and have a look. And I love one of the comments underneath. She's talking about back in the day, and this girl said, it wasn't fair for us, though. We had no YouTube makeup tutorials, no hair straighteners, and I'm pretty sure I didn't even know what a carb was. I mean, we were carb heavy back then.
Oh, yeah.
We were carbing it up big time.
Pasta for breakfast.
I know.
Yvette, how crook was your high school look?
God, I looked like a huge meringue at a full formal.
Oh, is this because of your dress or your complexion?
Just my dress. My face is fine, thank you.
Sorry, Yvette. I didn't mean to bring you down another peg. Talk to us about the dress.
Well, no disrespect to my mother, but she had very little money, so she couldn't afford to go and buy me a formal dress, so she borrowed a debutante ball dress. So I looked like a bride at my year 11 formal, and I was a bigger person too, so everything stuck out, and white just shows everything. It's still a horrid memory, memory.
Yvette, you know what, though?
Yeah.
I love meringues. So, I mean, if you're going to look like something, it's a delicious thing to look like.
Oh, you've made it better. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Yvette. We've got Helen on the line. Helen, what's the expression?
How crook was your high school look?
Hi, Gary. I can relate to your situation with your mum making your clothes for you. When I was growing up, my grandmother, who lives in Greece, my yaya, would send us packages of clothing, and we were to wear those. So not only was it not quite right, but the fashion in Europe was very different to how it is here. So that's what I had to do.
If your grandma was sending you cool clothes from Europe now, you'd be like ahead of the fashion.
Well, you'd be
completely the other way.
Nothing else, I reckon. Helen, what was the European fashion back then? Just talk us through one of your typical outfits.
It was just, you know, all the kids here were wearing these things that you just think, yeah, that's really nice. Short little shorts and bits and pieces at the time. And I was given the ankle length skirts and pleats. Tots and there was tartan and there was lots of paisley
tartan,
as well.
I loved tartan. Oh. I mean, I'm not wearing it again, but no. You know, I do have fond memories of tartan because the Spice Girls loved a bit of tartan, so I had a pair of tight tartan pants and I thought I looked so good.
I remember seeing a Boys to Men film clip and thinking for a good year I'd look good in an open, flowing, white linen shirt. My mum took me to an op shop to get one, and then I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, I don't think
this
is
everybody. Was it cheesecloth too?
What's
that? You know
that
cheesecloth? It was like linen kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, how crook was your high school look?
Hey, Kerry. Hey, Tommy. How you going?
Hey, good. Legend. Talk to us.
Oh, the lady killer. I had the red hair, braces, glasses, buck teeth, freckles. I had the worst.
Oh.
The complete look going on.
See, the thing with braces, right? So my friend's kid's getting braces at the moment. She's in year 7. That's how early they give them to you. So before it even matters, before you're even like trying to find a boy to kiss, you've gotten the braces out the way.
Yeah.
Like it's all done. All the awkwardness is done before high school.
And as opposed to you, you're still rocking your Invisalign.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, yeah.
R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC, Shaggy and more. Touring this February. The Hunter Valley, Mount Cotton and the Yarra Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Until sold out. Sing the next line for R&B Vine Days tickets.
All right, now, Carrie and Tommy, there's a lot riding on this because you are playing for people at home and they really want to go to this. They really. And it's if you guys get it wrong, they don't get to go.
Who came up with this idea? I don't like the pressure of playing for people at home.
No, neither do I.
I think it might have been my idea, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I won't come up with it again. We got Lauren on the line. I'm playing for you, babe. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Good luck.
You sound lovely, Lauren. And that is why I'm hoping to destroy you, because then Sonia wins tickets. Sonia, how are you?
I'm good. I have every faith in you, Tommy.
Now, Sonia, thank you. It's probably mislaid trust, but I'm going to try my hardest. I believe, are you hiding at work while you make this call?
I am. I'm hiding in the kitchen next to, like, the snack counter.
Are you in, like, an open-plan office or something?
Very open-plan.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, well, let's get this over and done
with. Let's do it.
The song that we're going to use today, I reckon that Carrie might be able to get this one. Cause
everyone's against me.
Because it's a boy band. And I can just see Carrie singing into her hairbrush when she was younger.
No, you know me so well.
I'm ready.
Buzz in with your names. If you get it wrong, the other person automatically wins.
I submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask.
Carrie. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Baby, hold me tight.
Okay, now you've said what you want. Can you sing
all
the song?
You were right, Tim.
Congratulations. How's
that? Weren't you just talking about them? Weren't they the guys with the open air?
I don't know. Was that Boys to Men?
Isn't that Boys to Men?
Yeah,
isn't that who you were talking about with the white flowy?
I got too lost in their linen shirts to concentrate on their words. Son, I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Sorry, Son.
Thanks, Carrie.
Oh, no worries.
I'll just buy some.
If you did want to go, you should have already gone to hit.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy's not here, so he's gone for a mid-show underwear change. That is actually, you've just arrived late.
No, I haven't.
So I've told everyone what's happened.
Yeah,
Why did you need to change your underwear?
I didn't do that. I was doing a bit of charity work in the hall.
You just took a pair of Bond's underwear that you just got at Coles and you went and changed your underwear. Was it an exciting first half for you? Did something happen?
I was on a shoot this morning and I got really sweaty and I've got a suit fitting for a mate's wedding straight after this, and so I didn't want to have wet underwear.
Why have you got wet underwear?
Because I was playing cricket.
The thing you did was this morning. That was 5 hours ago.
Yeah, but once it's wet, I was playing cricket for hours and so it was, wet, and then how am I meant to dry? It was either that or take me jocks off, hang them on a chair here and put the fan on them.
You know, I didn't how you think teased earlier that. In the show, you might tell us whether or not you had an affair with Beyonce.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's wet jocks might have got up.
That's another example of how there is no chance.
Oh, come
She's
on.
She's not having an affair with wet jocks. Little wet jocks.
Do you reckon
jocks.
She's thinking?
At least that explains the smell around here at the moment.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
There's been rumours for, about 18 months now that something went down with Jay-Z and Beyonce, that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce at all. You know, when Beyonce
it's
brought out her...
Solange.
Beyonce brought out her Lemonade album, remember? And there was that reference in there to Becky with the good hair.
They only want me when I'm not there. You better call Becky with the good hair.
Such a good line. So weird coming from the woman with the best hair in showbiz. But anyway, Becky's hair can't have been that good. And then Jay-Z released 444 early this year, and in it there was a song called Family Feud, and in that Becky was mentioned again.
I'll f*** up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky.
Anyway, in an interview with T Magazine, he's come out.
Leave her alone.
It's pretty hard to even work out what he's meant in his interview he's done. Somebody has read through it all and decided that he has had the affair, and this is him saying that he had the affair. Let me read you a little bit of it and see if you can make sense of it.
Can you put on his voice?
How do I do his voice? What's his voice?
Oh, it's going to be... It's going to be frowned upon by a lot of people.
So, no, the answer is no. You have to survive, so you go into survival mode. And when you go into survival mode, what happened? You shut down all emotions. So even with women, you shut down emotionally so you can't connect. In my case, it's deep. And then all the things happen from there. Infidelity.
Infidelity.
So there we have it. Okay. And now they're going to therapy and it's all good.
Now they're going to therapy and it's all good. Is that how he finished it?
No,
it's
that all was
good.
My bit.
Anyway, I cheated, but now it's all good.
They've made their millions on both albums and it's all good. My second story includes Beyonce because I have the top 2017 moments from Instagram. They've been released for this year.
Okay.
There are 800 million people on the gram at the moment, which is a crazy amount of people.
The suspense is killing me.
The most
did that
liked
boomerang
picture.
That me and you did where we missed the whole frame, did that make it?
That's number... Hold on, I just got to scroll
Damn
through.
It.
That's number... It's not in the top 100, put it that way. No, the most liked picture of 2017 was Beyonce, her pregnancy announcement when she was in the Veil, you know, with all the floral stuff.
Course.
The next one was Cristiano Ronaldo when he had his twins. Then there's just Selena Gomez, lots of Selena Gomez. The top hashtag of 2017 was love, hashtag love. The most followed celebrity was Selena Gomez. It's quite boring.
Okay,
isn't it?
So if I want to go viral, I've got to get pregnant.
Or just have something to do with Selena Gomez.
Well, I could combine the two.
And finally, a police officer in Ohio. Oh, we did this on the project last night. He accidentally tasered his partner while the pair were attempting to arrest a suspect. Let's have a listen.
Let go! You got me! Stop! Sorry, Nick.
And did his partner go, that's all right. I did hear your, I don't know if it's the most sensitive reaction I've heard you give on the project.
That'd be fun, though.
Maybe it was. Great
time. Sometimes I wanted to taser you guys. Doom, doom, doom.
Carrie's gone to a dark place, hasn't she?
You know what? Next time we're doing team building exercises, let's just leave Carrie out of that, all right?
Because I heard the end of the grab did end with, sorry, Nick. So I figured everyone was all right.
You didn't hear the blood-curdling screams from the start?
It wasn't good. I didn't really hear that last
which
night.
Which you condensed down to, when I tell you guys, dung, dung, dung. The human sound effects machine.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I thought they were just going to be calling in the phone, but we've booted up a special satellite phone. I didn't realise that Carrie and Tommy had the cash for satellite phones.
No, we don't, but two people that do. Hamish and Andy. Hey boys.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you guys?
Well, I mean, you know what? Our boots are shaking because maybe you guys can help us. We are moving into half an hour of your time slot next year, and I think it's just too much to handle.
It is. It will be. And it's well known in the industry that the 4 to 4:30 is the toughest part.
I did find out. That's why I wanted
it's
to be honest.
It's like a hill climb. when you're a cyclist, and the rest is downhill.
Well, you've never been. It's actually probably more like climbing Everest. Yeah. You guys often 3 to 4. You climb to base camp.
Yeah.
But you don't go any further.
Yeah.
The air is thin. 4 to 4:30. Yeah. They call it the death zone. Good luck.
You know what
death
though?
Zone.
We knew that, and we did get offered 3 to 4, and then 5:30 to 6. But we thought just logistically that is going
to
be too
hard. It's going to be tricky to do it too because we got no cash to do it now.
Yeah,
because
you
got to spend it all with your jet. So our hands are tight.
Please know we had to give the jet back yesterday. Today we're back flying economy, so we have been humbled.
Where are you coming from today?
We flew public jet today from Brisbane.
Absolutely crazy. They just opened the door and let anyone on. It's weird.
It was very strange. And we had to stick to their schedule opposed to just jumping on a smaller plane and just asking for champagne whenever you want. But we flew in from Brizzy because we played a battle of the bands last night. Jessica Malloy obviously warmed up on Tuesday night performing in front of Peking Duck at the Arias just to get her pipes perfect for our gig last night. Don't want to give anything away, but we were shocked with the result where we last night.
We were pretty blown away. I would have thought flying with a private jet and bringing possibly the greatest vocalist we have in this country to a battle of the bands would guarantee a win.
Yep.
Turns out it's not that easy.
Oh, no.
Is it as good in a private jet as you think? Like, is that your first time in a private jet?
Well, Kerry, I remember when you and I flew to Greece in that private jet. Remember we were saying the Gulf Streams are a little bumpy? Yeah, we were in a Learjet this time, and I found it a lot smoother and nimbler.
It could have been the champagne I was drinking at the time. It felt bumpier than it was.
Yeah, so they said champagne, but vintage sparkling, am I correct? Come on.
It was pretty amazing. It was very amazing. What are we talking about? It was just incredible. There's a bunch of little things, but
it's
rocking
the convenience.
Up, the convenience, rocking up, just kind of not really going through customs, waiting for any of those scanning, just jumping in a plane. We flew to New Zealand. When we got there, the baggage people came out and went, all right, to our door. And they said, whereabouts is your car? We said, oh, just out in the car park. Someone's picking us up. And they opened the gates and they drove the car onto the tarmac. So we just got to walk straight from the plane.
And then they said, would you like us to lie down on the dirt and you can walk over our backs, sir? And we said, look, do people normally do that? And they said, yes, most private jet customers do. And we said, we will spare you the indignity and you may stay standing.
Mm. Boys, you've experienced it. I've often wondered with private jets, would it be hypothetically very easy to smuggle contraband?
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
You think like a criminal, Tommy. Now,
I bought pure wool from New Zealand and didn't pay customs tax on it.
Or dogs, for that matter.
I went to a freshwater area and waded around and then came in and didn't tell anyone about it. you do think like a criminal, Tommy. That's what I love about you. I say that assuming you're not one. I don't know what you get up to.
Yes, you do.
Is this how you imagined you guys going out after, 14 years or something together?
I would have loved it if we were early days, we're like, hey, no matter if we last for a year, 5 years, whatever, let's stay grounded no matter what, yeah? And then someone was like, I'm going to show you one photo from your final week on radio, but I'm not going to tell you the context. I would have been very excited.
Boys, it is obviously a massive last show tomorrow. I want to know, it's been such an amazing show for such a long time. Do either of you regret making the decision to leave? I want you to both answer the same time on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
God, yes. What have we done? Oh, God. Next week we will not have private jets and champagne.
No, it comes with a little bit of nostalgia and obviously, and another part, fear, because we've actually got to perform in front of 7,000 people tomorrow with Vance Joy as the front person. So it's a nice cocktail of worry and also looking back at what's been really fun last decade and a bit.
But luckily, and we're just sort of putting the finishing touches on this, luckily we will continue podcasting next year. We do get asked this a little bit. We'll still do a weekly podcast next year. We'll still keep a toe dipped in doing things.
Yep.
It's just no idea when we'll get back to
Because, I mean, I don't want to highlight the obvious, but you did kind of go and come back again. Is this just a Farnsy thing? Are you going to come back again, mate?
Because absolutely.
How many did he do?
How many did he do?
3, did
42, I think.
Yeah, we can.
42.
We can top that.
Yeah. Look, who knows?
We're not going to be back until next February.
Just let us have our half hour for a year or something, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all yours. It's all yours.
At least 1 year.
I think we have to be invited back first. So, it's going to be a pause for a while. But, yeah, who knows?
All right, boys, just before we let you go, there's nothing I hate more than being earnest, but I'm going to do it for about 20 seconds.
Good luck.
When I first started at this radio station, I was handing out icy cold cans of Coke, and you guys were already then making an amazing show. And stupidly, I just asked. I said, "Hey, can I chat to Hamish and Andy? Like, I'd love to do. I'd love to do radio one day." And every other show that I would have asked that, they would have gone, "What, are you joking? They're the biggest show on the network. You can't just ask them." And you guys went, "Yeah, sure." And you sat with me for over an hour and talked to me about doing radio and all this stuff. So,
you're always, actually nice guys too.
I don't remember that. We're actually trying to get some cokes and he never offered it.
But thank you for being on a personal and professional level. Thank you for being so great for so long.
Cheers, and it's so exciting to leave that extra half hour to you two, particularly after being mates with you, Tommy, for a number of years now, and Carrie, we've worked together for a long, long time with Rove Days. So we really appreciate
it,
guys.
It's beautiful to have you guys in the slot. You're going to have a terrific year next year.
You watch the castle that you built crumble.
As we fly off in the jet.
Here, guys, Hamish and Andy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
But register at hit.com.au because next week we're playing Prize Attack. You could win a Prize Attack like pack plus $100 cash, or you take the mystery prize option. You could win up to $5,000. So go to hit.com.au and get involved.
Couldn't have said it better myself, to be honest.
When you say mystery prize, are they all incredible prizes, though?
Mate, it's mystery. Can't tell you.
Yeah.
You'll find out next week.
Doesn't get a mystery.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey,
hey mate, it's exciting. Don't sound deflated. Up to $5,000 cash
You don't start a mystery murder party by saying, "All right, who did it?"
All right. Well, I will not talk about the fact that I've seen some of these prizes and you're going to want to win them. So go to hit.com.au right now. Hamish and Andy, you heard them on the show just before, so make sure you are listening next. Right around the country, this has been Carrie and Tommy.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.